ABC Radio Australia.
Well, with the release of films like Red, White and Brass, Next Goal Wins, even Avatar 2, there's been no shortage of Pacific representation on the big screen in 2023. One man at the forefront has been Samoan New Zealand actor Chris Olesio. He played a leading role in the Australian horror flick Talk to Me, which took audiences by storm after making its world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. Now, he's about to feature alongside Michael Fassbender in Taika Waititi's Next Goal Wins. I caught up with him to discuss the film, which will hit cinemas on New Year's Day.
I was just really grateful to be a part of it, man. And the film is about the American Samoa soccer team who suffered the worst loss in UEFA soccer history. And I think it still stands today, actually, 31-0 to the Socceroos. It's about a coach who's a little bit down and out in his own life personally and decides to take up a job in American Samoa and thinks that he's coming to help the local team, but in turn, they end up helping him through a lot of the cultural values that we stand by. And something I really love about it is, man, it just displays our culture on a whole new level that we haven't seen in cinema before. Watching it myself, man, I teared up at moments when it was just, you know, the team singing or just showing small parts of island life. It's a good catalyst for a lot of Pacific work to be made. And yeah, Taika, you know, he's a man of his word. He said when he won the Oscar that he wants to make more brown stories, and he's done that through and through.
Ah, it's great to hear. Now, you play a character called Jonah. Can you tell us a little bit about that character?
Yeah, so Jonah, a bit of an amalgamation of like just ideas we threw together. The character I was originally meant to step on to play, his name's Shalom Luani. His rights got pulled from the film, man, while we were rehearsing, just because he was playing in the NFL. And then we ran into a copyright problems. And then realistically, I should have been sent home once we lost the character's rights. But man, Taika did me a solid. And I was the youngest on set and it was my first feature. And he just said, you know what, we're just going to name you Jonah and just run with it, man. Like, just whatever I tell you to do, you do it. Just be a fly on the wall and learn from the older dudes. Yeah, he ended up being, he's a young kid now who's the only sort of athletic one on the team. And Taika asked me halfway through shooting, he was like, man, do you want to do anything in the movie? And I just said, I want to lead the Sivatau. Yeah, so they ended up letting me do that, man. And the Sivatau was really cool. I've seen Sivatau sort of depicted in movies before. And I was like, oh man, if I'm in a movie, I'm going to do it better. And we came out with a good one.
And it sounds like with this Jonah character, who it seems like was created almost especially for you, I imagine you probably got a bit of creative freedom with him and really be able to relate experiences that you've had into that character. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, Taika sort of told me halfway through, he's like, okay, you're going to be the fast guy in the team. And I did a bit of track growing up, so yeah, I was able to bring that to it. Probably the most creative license I was given was in the Sivatau scene. We were presented with the Sivatau that the actual team did in the documentary. And then I thought, oh, maybe, you know, we can rejig it a little bit and add a little bit of Toa Samoa Sivatau, add a little bit of Manu Samoa Sivatau, and then do a bit of what Bungo did to the American Samoans. And yeah, we just practiced the hell out of the thing, man. And yeah, I just soaked in that moment, really. And you know, Taika is like, he's a director who's just like, doesn't need you to be anything other than yourself, regardless of what role you're playing in.
And you mentioned as well that Michael Fassbender's character, the coach, was really able to connect with the team through the culture and almost, you know, learnt as much off the team as the team did from him. Is that in some ways a snapshot of what impact the film can have on a wider level in terms of bringing Pacific culture to the mainstream audience?
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, you know, in the world of cinema, there's Pacific Island films and then there's mainstream. Like, there's a lot of films that Pacific Islanders know of that never really hit the mainstream. And so for those two worlds to meet is a massive step in the right direction in terms of Pacific stories being told at a level that we haven't been given really up until now, unless you're talking about, you know, The Rock or Jason Momoa. But, you know, they're very, like, commercialized ways of depicting our culture. Whereas then I feel like Next Goal Wins is a very raw depiction of who we are as a people. And I know that Fassbender, yeah, really soaked it in as well. I mean, you have that many islanders on set, you're bound to sort of want to sing along.
I could only imagine. He was probably as starstruck by you guys as many of you would have been by him, I'm sure. I'd love to move on for a second, because you were talking off air a second ago, and you have had a huge year. I mean, I'm sure Next Goal Wins is going to be a fantastic movie, but you had another film come out earlier in the year, which, if you read through a lot of the reviews, so many pundits have it listed as one of the, if not the best Australian movie to come out this year. It's called Talk to Me. It's done really well in Australia, but it's also done incredibly well overseas. It's a horror film and it is incredibly scary. Did the success of that film come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, it did actually. Like, I had no doubts that it would, you know, be somewhat successful, but man, what it does, I was just like, holy crap, you know, like, to be picked up by such a prestigious production company like A24, even to find out we're going to Sundance, that shocked me, man, because you kind of hope for the best, expect the worst in this career. Like, you just kind of put your best foot forward and try and aim to have fun, but never really expected my name to be in those realms. Like, to go to Sundance, and it just made me really proud to have something not from America be so successful in America. And then for the Record Boys, we were like, when we were filming, we were like, oh yeah, they got, you know, a good following on YouTube, you know, at the end of the day, that's bums and seats, like, we'll get that at least. But then, yeah, what it did, man, and just how it's starting to shape a lot of the careers involved with the project is really exciting, man. And it's a true blue Aussie film as well, which makes me go, yeah, like, we don't have to cater to, you know, Americans to be able to sell over there. You know, we can just do our thing and find what works for us. And if it hits, you know, it'll hit. Like, Talk to Me just.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I imagine it's probably done a lot for your career. I mean, just this year alone, where does this year stack up for you in terms of your career as an actor? Has this year been the biggest?
Yeah, man. It's I was born and raised in Wellington in New Zealand. And so Aussie has given me a lot of opportunities to, you know, be able to do this thing and provide for my family. And yeah, this year has been crazy, man. Just felt a lot of the love that Aussie sort of brought my way, and just want to do my best to you know, return it tenfold. A series that I love that came out this year that I did was The Messenger. It was based on the book by Marcus Zusak. And that was one that kind of flew under the radar a bit. I loved it because any chance to plug a Samoan flavor into the film is awesome. But, you know, like Talk to Me as well, I just loved how I was able to be in the film and not have to point at myself and be like, oh, I'm Samoan. Like, you know, people expect you to sort of give a little chee-hoo or, you know, that sort of stuff. But it's just nice to be a part of stuff and not have to be like, I'm Samoan here. You know, I'm just another character in the film who's trying to add to this story to help audiences enjoy it, you know?
That maybe was what made Talk to Me such a fantastic film, just the diversity reflected not only with your character, but with your character's best friend, who I guess served as maybe somewhat as the antagonist of film. Yeah, but it also, to me anyway, it had some very strong messages around loss and grief. But not only that, but there was almost a metaphor for social media and this insatiable appetite that our generation has for attention. I mean, did you grasp these messages when you were making the film?
Yeah, 100%, man. Like, a lot of the talk in the rehearsal room was like, okay, so the hand is a drug. What is each of our reactions to a drug at a party, and how do we go about sort of, you know, handling the high? And yeah, I love how it sort of spoke to, yeah, the whole social media aspect of it too. It's very, very current, very true, and sort of the hunger for attention that a lot of people have nowadays, which is what social media has brought in. But we also were aware that when you're speaking to heavy things, like, you can't be like on the nose. Like, it's got to be, the story's got to cover it, and the tones are sort of underlying, and I think the Record Boys did that beautifully, man. Like, so many, yeah, undertones in the film, but it's all just in the form of just kids having fun, really.
And Chris, last question, because we are running out of time. It's been a huge year for you. Can you give us a sneak peek of what's coming up potentially for you in 2024?
There's a couple things in the pipeline, man. We just got announced yesterday, got a Christmas movie coming out next year on Binge. It'll be their first original piece. It's called How to Make Gravy, based on the song by Paul Kelly. Yeah, hopefully be another Aussie classic, good feel-good Christmas movie.
I think we're in the market for a few more Christmas movies. Love Actually is getting a bit outdated, I find.
yeah, I've seen it probably 100 times now.